Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers Sales Intel's show, where our focus is to help the community learn from the leaders, from the practitioners, and from the experts as it how to generate the most optimal pipeline. As we know, pipeline is the heartblood of any organization, and generating pipeline at Sales Intel, we believe, is a team sport. It's not just a responsibility of a BDR team or the marketing team. It truly takes the entire team to come together and work in concert to build a pipeline. Today, I am excited to have Leslie Douglas with me. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. I love the mission.
Thank you. So Leslie, let's get started by telling the audience about yourself, your business, and how in your role do you help either generate or influence the pipeline for your business?
Yeah, I work with the Sell Better team, and every day we go live with a show or a webinar, as a lot of people know it, talking to sales professionals about what's working in sales right now for them. And we try to be really tactical so that it's something our audience can take and put into their sales motion same day immediately. Similar to, I think, like the podcast here, we can all use a little extra help, right? We're all looking for what other people are trying that's working for them. So as a small group, I think this resonates with a lot of people. We all wear a sales hat of some point, some part, some way. But I personally like to call my part in that pipeline generation this like intersection between part brand building, part sales, part customer success, part retention, so account management. And I would say main part of my role is that relationship building, that client success module, and then the retention piece. So getting our sponsors to continue to partner with us.
So you're building the pipeline from within the customer base, right? And generating a brand for the new partnerships. That's great.
Exactly.
That's great. Exactly. So Leslie, last year was hard for a lot of companies, right? Companies didn't hit their revenue targets because the pipelines were not there. The pipelines were there. Sales cycles were just way too long. And then coupled that with the macroeconomic headwinds, right? It was just a tough year. When you look back at 2023, is there something that jumps out that you'd like to share with the our community to say, I wish I'd done things differently, and what's the learning from there?
Yeah, I mean, a couple. Oh, don't we all, right? But I think anytime you get a bunch of, especially with startups, so if anyone listening is a part of a startup, I think anytime you get this room full of brilliant, creative, and beautiful minds together, everyone starts coming up with these ideas and you see opportunity. And a lot of us here in Sell Better, a lot of us are operators by nature, and we want to jump in and we want to just go ahead and take action on those items and run with these new exciting ideas. And we don't pause and we don't ask ourselves, how does this fit with our current outcomes? How does this fit into the business? I am a big fan of the Turning the Flywheel book, James Collins. And I think being able to like stop and ask ourselves, how does this impact my flywheel? How does this impact my pedal? Does this play a big part into my desired outcomes? So I'd say like probably the mistake that I wish I could go back and take a little bit more time is jumping too quickly into projects that didn't always align or support what the ideal outcomes are.
So reflect more before jumping on a project, right?
Yeah, always ask that question, right? Yeah, how does this fit in?
Cool, awesome. So new year is here, 2024, new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments, right? What is one thing that you are most excited about when it comes to pipeline generation for 2024?
Ooh, okay. I am really excited. We actually just launched this new 90-day experiment. So we're running three new campaigns and we're really data-driven here. I think it really fits right in line with our core, where we're looking back at the data. So we look at data from our shows, from our sponsors, from what's working, what's not working. And our team meets quarterly anyway. So we're running this quarterly sprint with three outbound campaigns. All of us have been sellers at some point in our career. So pipeline hasn't really been a challenge, but we wanted to see, like, we got down to this systemized sales process. How can we drive and reevaluate how we bring in net new sponsors so that we can focus our time and our energy better, more efficiently, whatever that looks like. So we're doing the three different campaigns. We're doing a paid campaign, a high velocity campaign, some more traditional, and then a really curated kind of white glove experience campaign. And I'm just excited to see, like, what impact does that have on all of us and how much time and effort we're spending in different areas and what can we change for next quarter? So just launched a few weeks ago.
And are these three campaigns interrelated?
They similar. I mean, it's all one product, so they're related in that way, but we broke our ideal clients into like three different categories. So we took the top 100, and that's really that white glove curated, and we divided it amongst the people who are doing outbound sales. And then high velocity is just more ICP, but like total addressable market type. And the paid campaign, we're partnering with an internal friend who's doing some more of that paid action for us.
Got it. So these campaigns are targeted towards your ICP, right? Designed to fit the ICP. That is great. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, as we know, pipeline comes from many channels. So let's just shift the gears. I'm going to share my screen, Leslie, with you. All right. So, you know, as we know, pipeline comes from, you know, many channels. And our responsibility as leaders is to allocate the resources that we have and the budgets that we have optimally across those channels. So here's the exercise. You have 100 pennies here. Each coin is worth 10 pennies. And you have multiple channels through which pipeline is generated. And your goal is to distribute these pennies across these channels in such a way that will result into the most optimal pipeline for your business. Right? How would you distribute these pennies?
I love it. Okay, I'm peeking at the categories here.
Yeah.
As a, you know, where we are in our business right now, I'm going to take four and stick them in the events category. We do a live show every single day. So maybe not the traditional events as in, you know, a booth at a trade show or a convention, but whether it's online or in-person events, this is where we're seeing most of our energy and our focus and our spend going. And that's our main focus this year. I would say let's take three to partnership-led growth. I am a huge believer that the partnership piece of things, and actually, like, I'm going to roll in two to community-led growth too. I think this goes in line with each other, but both partnership and community-led, like, referral business across the board, everywhere you go, it's just converting faster. It's converting at a higher percentage. So we're doubling down in terms of partnerships, and our community is such a great resource for us. We have people who tune in on a really regular basis. They make this a part of their day, and they're willingness to share what we're doing within their company, their team, has really helped us grow our audience. So when I'm looking at what I want out of outcomes and where we're spending money, it's both from the audience side, getting people to join in and to watch and to really be able to, like, take something away and grow their sales career. And then also from the sponsorship side, obviously investment in the marketing of that. Last penny, I would put the last penny into founder-led growth. You know, there's a core group of us here who is the relationships that we already have and the people who believe in and invest in us has been a really huge part of our success and continuing to put ourselves out there, whether it's speaking at events, whether it's building relationships, is another area that we see a great return on.
This is great. I love your very focused distribution of these pennies, right? 40 on the events, 30 on partnership, 20 on community, and 10 on the founders.
I learned my lesson, right? Here, now I'm focused.
Yeah, very, very focused. So let's take a look. So this is the chart that is the average of, you know, many community leaders as to how they are investing their dollars, right? Their pennies. I'm going to overlay your data points on top of it. So you can see the contrast. When you look at this chart, is this something that surprises you?
I wouldn't say surprises, but I think that there's this shift that's happening. And it's been really interesting for me to move into this role from being more of a sales focused role in the past. And now I'm this blend of sales, marketing, and CS and all these great pieces of it, because I've seen this change in what's expected of marketers. So I think that a lot of times marketing was maybe KPI'd, or their success was determined by the number of leads they're bringing to the table, or brand awareness, or whatever that happened to be. And now there's this huge shift towards marketing being held accountable to dollars in the pipeline, right? What's closed won, or what's going to be closed won, and like percentages. So when we're looking at this, it's really indicative of like the pieces of our past. I see sales and marketing as the top two, and that sales led is maybe a little bit, just it's a lagging piece of what we've had to do in the past. Sales has had to be the one that's out there and the cold calling and the volume and the make a million dials before you leave the office. And we know that our buyers are educating themselves way more upfront, and this process has really changed and evolved. And I think that it's probably just a lot of people right now are in that shift. How do we make a move to follow more of the buyer's journey versus our own company's journey? Because no one wants, as a buyer ourselves and as a consumer, like we don't want the messaging and the hard pressure and everything to be pushed on us. We're going to make our decision before we get there. We're reading reviews. We're going on YouTube. We're asking our friends and our family for their recommendations. So I think that that's probably just, it's going to catch up. I'd love to see what it looks like next year when you run the data.
It is actually, you know, we will be sharing the data as, you know, I finish this show with 100 go-to-market leaders, right? And you will see the shift. You know, we are already seeing the shift in the early data as to more and more distribution of pennies has been put on the areas where you are putting pennies, you know, events and partnerships and communities, right? So couldn't agree more with you that the shift is happening. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insight with the community. I'm sure the community is going to value these and take a few nuggets that they can go and implement in their businesses. So thank you.
Thanks for having me. That was so fun and really neat. I love the data piece. So.